The word for meditation, bhavana, means to develop, which means that we're not just letting go in the practice. There's a phrase the Buddha taught that all dhammas are not worthy of attachment or not worthy of adherence. Sometimes people drag that out at the very beginning. Actually, it's meant for people who already have a noble attainment, and they have to finally let go of the path. But if you haven't built the path, it's not time to let go of it. So work on building. That's another meaning for bhavana, to build. Bring all the things together. Bring the mind together with the breath. Bring your intention together with the act of attention. You're going to pay attention to the breath. And keep these things together. It's when they're together that they grow. It's like a seed. If you put the seed in one place, the soil in another place, sunlight in another place, water in another place, the seed is not going to grow. You bring them all together. Put the seed in the soil. Place the soil in the sunlight. Water it. The fact that they're all together allows them to help one another and grow. So the mind together with the body. Staying together consistently like this, good qualities are bound to develop. If you match that with your intention to get the mind still and then to understand what's going on, now there will come parts of the meditation where the mind and the body begin to separate out from each other. But they separate on their own, not from your having drawn a line between them. Because who knows what you're basing your line on. But when the mind is really still, there will be a sense that they separate out like oil and vinegar. Keep in the bottle, keep shaking it up, they're going to stay mixed. And to separate them out, you don't go through and say, well, this is an oil atom, or this is an oil molecule, and this is a vinegar molecule. Just let them sit, and they'll separate out on their own. So bring things together with a sense of stillness and be really alert to what's happening. Because right here is your laboratory of how the mind can create suffering for itself and how it doesn't have to, how it can create a path instead. It all happens right here. But you have to do some assembly. Some assembly is required. Things you let go, of course, are things that get in the way of the path, but hold on to the path in the meantime. Because that's where your security lies, and that's where growth and development can be found.